piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg, you proposed that we do a show on pestos. And I said, we've done pesto. And you said, no, pestos. And I thought, what are you talking about?
The word pesto comes from the Latin pestare, which means to pound. You make a pesto with a mortar and a pestle.
Yes.
You're pounding basil leaves.
Garlic.
Pine nuts together with olive oil, and you add the cheese at the end, and you serve it over pasta. And that's the typical pesto that we know of, the pesto alla Genovese, the famous basil pesto.
Yes.
There are so many other pestos.
I had no idea.
My colleague and friend, Arthur Schwartz, had published a newsletter at one time. In this one particular newsletter, he called it a mini cookbook of pesto recipes. The first one is called Trapani Pesto from Sicily. Sicily has lots of almond trees.
Yes.
It also has pistachio trees. But this particular pesto called for 6 ounces of almonds, which is more than a cup, some garlic and basil. But this pesto also had ripe tomatoes in it.
Huh.
And the whole thing is combined together. You had the almonds, the basil, the garlic, and a whole pound of ripe tomatoes, all combined with olive oil. Made in a food processor. That was one of his favorite pestos. Another is caper pesto. Now, capers, it's a little bud of a Mediterranean shrub. We find them packed in salt or in a brine. Well, this particular caper recipe called for 4 ounces,
like
two-thirds of a cup of the salted capers, a couple of anchovy fillets, a couple of cloves of garlic, and then parsley.
Anchovy fillets.
Yeah. Anchovy is great in pesto. It adds salt.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, the parsley and then some dried oregano, crushed red pepper, which you are always in favor of.
I'm absolutely in favor of it.
Some red wine or white wine vinegar and extra virgin olive oil. All of this is pureed together again in the food processor. This is going to be a very strongly flavored pesto. Now, you don't have to serve a pesto with pasta.
Right.
This is a sauce, so you can use this with a fish. For example, or you could serve it with chicken.
That makes perfect sense.
Don't think of pesto as pasta. I don't think this would be particularly great on pasta myself.
Anything is bound to be good if it's made with those kinds of things.
And this one I found really interesting too. He called it pesto cetarese, pesto from Cetara. This is a small fishing town on the Amalfi Coast, so we're away from Sicily. It's made with salt-preserved anchovies. The town is famous for also an essence of anchovy, not necessarily ingredients easy to come by.
Essence.
So this would be something that would be very localized. But it also calls for pine nuts and walnuts and almonds, three different nuts, small quantities of each, garlic, lots of basil, lots of parsley, extra virgin olive oil, a 3.5 ounce jar of anchovies. Here we are again with the anchovies. And then 2 tablespoons of the salted capers.
Sure.
So again, this is a great sauce, not necessarily that you would serve with a pasta, but it's a very strongly flavored sauce that you might want to serve with something that was not so strongly flavored. And you could serve it over vegetables.
Yeah,
cooked vegetables. I think that would be very delicious with a whole bunch of different kinds of cooked vegetables. Turnips I like, carrots, potatoes. This is a kind of pesto for that. I saw a recipe recently for a pesto made with beet greens. You would cook the beet greens and squeeze the water out of it.
Yeah.
And that would be your base.
Okay.
And then you would add walnuts to it, olive oil to it, and cheese. And that you could certainly serve over a pasta.
Well, I wanted to ask you, are you combining all these things in the processor at once?
You're doing it all at once.
Do it all at once.
Yeah.
Just put all these into the big container.
Work ball of your processor with a metal blade.
And punch that button. And
whirl away.
Presto.
Pesto!
So with that, folks, we advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Guys.
ingredients. Da dum da 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 da